It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
art, entertainment,
food topics,
automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the 8th installment of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. We hope that you had a great week. It's great to have you back with us. And we've got a lot of fun posts that we're going to be talking about today on belowtopsecret.com.
And the first one that we're looking at today, kind of going back a few shows ago, we discussed, apparently there was a story where a bunch of squirrels in a Russian park apparently attacked and killed a dog.
Yeah.
And I was looking through the BTS Mix in the I think this is the in the Breaking General News forum, and the headline reads "Mutant Squirrels Invade Britain." And I thought, well, what a great way to follow up with our Russian squirrels. Apparently, you know, Eastern and Western Europeans are having real issues with these squirrels. And apparently the gray squirrel population throughout Britain could soon be dominated by a mutant squirrel species whose numbers are dramatically rising. And this is posted by APC, and he's got this great Photoshop picture of this squirrel that's just ripped. It looks like a, you know, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of squirrel sitting there, and it's hilarious. So if you can get on and check out that picture, that's great. But apparently these squirrels have incredibly high levels of testosterone, so they're incredibly vicious and really aggressive. So if you're in Russia or Britain, you know, really be careful of these squirrels, man. They're apparently they've got some sort of world domination scheme going on.
I don't know. I mean, squirrels with nuts that big, you know, that's what's really producing the testosterone, I think.
Well, and if you see this guy, man, I mean, he is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of squirrels. He's like, I will die your pox. Ah.
I will take your nuts. You will give them to me now. I'll be back. All right. So all you little Springer Spaniels over there in Britain, watch out because the squirrels are out and about in the parks.
Well, you know who might be able to take care of the squirrels, Spencer?
Who's that?
Iron Man. And I don't know if you're planning on seeing Iron Man next weekend. I know I certainly am.
Yeah, Doc, you know, Iron Man is, I predict this one and probably the new Batman movie, just because of Heath Ledger in there, are going to be the top box office superhero draws this summer. The buzz that I've heard from people who've already seen it, who've already screened the movie, said, oh my gosh, this is great. They did a great job, and they evidently had two sets of writers on this movie. One actually wrote, and I'm trying to think of the movie, it was Children of Men. That was one group. And then, of course, you have your technical people in the comic book people over here writing the other part of it. And they said that the special effects, the way they develop the characters is great. And I can't wait. I think it's going to be great.
Well, you've just got a virtual totem pole of awesome actors. I mean, you've got Robert Downey Jr. You have Jeff Bridges, who's one of my favorite actors of all time. The dude from Big Lebowski. I mean, come on. It's Jeff Bridges, you know. Hot Gwyneth Paltrow, which you can never, you know, say no to. And Terrence Howard, who's a terrific actor, just kind of came out of nowhere, came onto the scene a couple years ago, and, you know, he's just been tearing it up. So I'm super excited. The previews just looks awesome. I saw the preview for the video game. That looks amazing. They might have a hat trick here. I expect this to do very, very well.
Yeah, and Umbrooks, thank you so much for posting that poster up on the site. And if you're looking for it, it's a great-looking poster. It might be kind of a neat little wallpaper for you. It's under Movies, Who Plans on Watching Iron Man next weekend. I got to say, Jeff Bridges has got this Lex Luthor with the beard thing going on in the poster, though.
Oh, he looks completely badass. And Robert Downey Jr., I'm really excited to see what he does with this. I was watching an interview with him the other day. And he said he's never had so much fun doing a movie. He said he doesn't want to ever leave superhero land. He says it's the most fun as an actor, just to kind of let loose and have fun, you know, with a superhero character. And I'm really excited. My favorite part of the preview is you know, the M1 Abrams, the tank fires at Iron Man, and he kind of just nonchalantly dodges it, turns around and fires a rocket and blows the tank up and just kind of walks away. I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah, I think the special effects and this one is going to be fantastic. And, you know, just kind of a side note, and just for me personally, I've been a Robert Downey Jr. fan for a long time, and I'm glad that he's got his life on track, that he's clean and sober, and, I mean, just really did a major turnaround. He's really a good success story, and it's a day-by-day walk when you're dealing with things like that. But I'm glad that he's made a comeback and really got his life in order. And you know what, Brittany? Hey, pay attention, okay? And all you little starlets and wannabe stars out there, I mean, take some advice from some people that have been there and come out the other side and said, you know what, that party life isn't going to do it for you. But I'm glad that Robert's got his stuff together. And obviously, I mean, I think this is going to be the big movie along with Batman this year, a must see. So May 2nd, and that's also when the new video game comes out for Iron Man. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, so excited. And hopefully Marvel can really, you know, hit it out of the park with this one. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Speaking of entertainment, Doc, you know, I was watching CSI. That's one of my favorite shows to watch on Thursday night. And they're back from the writer's strike. And at the end of the show, I'm watching previews for next week, and who should I see but Jamie and Adam from Mythbusters? Evidently they're going to be on this Thursday night's CSI, and I think it's going to be great, because you know they've spent a lot of time on their show busting a lot of the myths that CSI does, whether that's the meat bullet or the ice bullet to kill someone, a lot of different things that they busted over there, and now they're going to have their shot on CSI. I think that's pretty terrific.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great matchup. I mean, I love those guys. They're, you know, Jamie and Adam are tremendous. It's a great show, and to kind of line them up, you know, it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of solving these mysteries scientifically. So it'll be really kind of fun to see what they do together. I'm excited to see it.
Well, I'm glad the guys with CSI have a good sense of humor, because they, you know, they do bust a lot of the myths that CSI puts up there. Yeah, we're going to solve a crime in an hour. Get your DNA test back in 30 minutes. Now, that's usually not the way that law enforcement does it, or they can do it. They don't have the capability to do a lot of the stuff that they do. But it's great that they've got a sense of humor to have Jamie and Adam on there. And I'm curious to see what they're going to be doing in the show. If it's going to be myth busting, or they're just going to bring them in for technical expertise or whatever. I think it's going to be cool.
I think they should team up and look at all the evidence again from the OJ trial. You know, take a look at that. See if they can crack open any new eggs on that one.
Oh, that would mean that there would have to be a myth that he killed somebody. Yeah, he did.
Right.
Yeah, he killed some. You know, I got to tell you, I heard a rumor that they were thinking about putting OJ on The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. And I think the backlash that they got from that rumor, the show went, no, that's not going to happen. No. Because, you know, there's no telling how OJ would react if he gets, you know, pink slipped there.
Oh, yeah. He'd go right after the Donald, you know. Donald would have to sit there with bodyguards and all sorts of things. He'd go straight for the throat. There's no doubt about it.
That's all right. Donald could stick his hair on him. Get him, boy.
Or Ivanka. I don't know what's more terrifying.
Oh, that's right. Hey, we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix next. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock.
Hello, everyone. I'm Spencer Tracy. Along with Doc Hancock, I host the new BTS Mix Show. We have a lot of fun, and when we're done with our shows, we like to head over and listen to our sister shows, the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case on the Above Network LLC. The ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous is the source for the latest information on breaking stories, conspiracy theories, and some stuff that's just plain weird. Johnny and Dave have insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their field. When I need the latest news and insight from the political arena, I log on to the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Martin and Justin really break it down for me. They discuss member posts, interview members about their stance on the issues, and they have access to today's noted political figures and authors. So come on over and deny boredom with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, the marvelous Doc Hancock, on the BTS Mix Show. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network LLC. Welcome back to the BTS Mix. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And I found an interesting post in the Jokes, Puns, and Pranks forum. Access Denied put together a really neat little list. The title of her thread is The International Council of Man Laws. As a man, you know, and wanting to adhere to these laws, I obviously opened up the link and wanted to check it out. So according to Access Denied, there is a list. There's almost a constitution of man laws. It's internationally known. And so long as you follow these bylines, these codes, you will be considered, I would assume at least, part of the Council of Man or Men or, you know, whatever you want to call it. The International Council of Man Laws is as follows. Under no circumstances may two men share an umbrella. And I think that's a pretty good standard to live by there. You know, first of all, guys are bigger and, you know, you're not going to get two guys under an umbrella to begin with. And let's face it, you know, it's, you know, we'll just leave it at that.
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all. Not at all.
I would share my umbrella with you, Doc, okay? I got to tell
you. Thanks. Don't tell the council that, though. number two, it's okay for a man to cry only under the following circumstances. A, when a heroic dog dies to save its master, you know, kind of like the old Yeller thing. I mean, I cried for old Yeller like a baby. B, the moment Angelina Jolie starts unbuttoning her blouse, and that brings a tear to my eye of joy, of pure, sheer, unsolicited joy. And after wrecking your boss's car, and I would say that that's a pretty good reason to cry.
The D there would be watching Legends of the Fall. You're allowed to cry on Legends of the Fall, but only one tear. One tear, that's it.
Yes, and then you're certainly allowed to go throw yourself off of a cliff, because after Legends of the Fall, that's all I want to do. I'm just like, somebody kill me. Oh, no, I love it. It's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's the most depressing movie ever. That's like an epic. Everybody gets screwed in that movie. Everybody dies. It's just it's horribly terrible. And it's you know, again, the movie's not terrible. It's just it's very depressing. So if you're down in the dumps, don't go see Legends of the Fall, for crying out loud.
Tristan, you're not damned.
Thank you. All right, that was my best Anthony Hopkins. All right, number three, if you've known a guy for over more than 24 hours, his sister is off limits forever unless you actually marry her. That's number three. Number four is moaning about the brand of free beer in a buddy's fridge is verboten. However, complain at will if the temperature is unsuitable.
I think that's a really good code to live by, because it's like, I hate that. You know, it's like you're having a party, you have beer in your fridge. You know, your friends come over and they're like, oh, why do you have X beer or whatever? It's like, dude, it's free. Drink it, please. You know, stop complaining about the free beer in the fridge. You know, you want some other beer, go out and buy other beer.
Hey, I agree with that 100%.
Another good one, and I think that this is just something that all human beings should follow. It is unacceptable unless you are absolutely being threatened to kick another man in the pills. And that goes for anyone. Of course, I mean, that's, you know, that's the danger zone. So it's like, you know, if you're being attacked, if it's a life or death situation, yeah, absolutely. By all means, give him a shot to the pills. But for any other reason, not even joking around, don't even pretend to kick near that area or to punch near that area. That's just not cool. I remember I think I was in middle school or maybe high school. We were running those relay races in the gym, you know, and you've got the metal wand, the metal baton. But because we're inside the gym, it was raining out that day, so we couldn't be out on the track. And so you'd run to the end of the gym, and then you'd come back and you'd pass off the stick. Well, when the guy took off, he swung that metal wand back and just smacked me as hard as the day is long, right in the pills, man. And I can honestly say I've never been in so much pain in my life. I was rolling around on the floor for at least 15 minutes. Oh, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
I don't think there's any time you get whacked in the nads that you ever forget. It's kind of like a car accident. You know, there's that slow motion. Because you know in about 3 seconds, you're going to be vomiting. So, yeah, there's several times I remember that. There were some stupid kids in junior high where I was going to school, and they thought they did that as a prank. They would go around and kind of whack somebody in the nads, and, well, that didn't last very long. They buried them somewhere out in the field. All right, timing to jump to another one here. Friends don't let friends wear Speedos. Ever. Issue closed.
I can agree with that. Whoever invented, I understand if you're a professional swimmer and you're concerned about lag and, you know, not getting too much friction in the water. But for crying out loud, for any other sporting purposes, keep the Speedos off. I don't care if you're Brad Pitt. We don't need to see that much. Period. Point blank. I agree with this rule 100%.
Yeah. And kind of going along that line, if a man's fly is down, that's his problem. You don't see anything. Now, I got to disagree with you there. It's always polite for another guy to go, barn door's open, horse is getting out, you know, something. But I went through an entire presentation in a meeting one time, and I had my hands in my pockets, and guess what? Popped right. No, I didn't pop out, but I'm just saying, you know, you see this fly, it's going, hello. You know, it's like that stain in that detergent commercial. I mean, they don't hear what you're saying. They hear what the stain's saying. So they're looking at my crotch going, Yeah, it's just it's okay. I'm gonna amend this rule. It's okay if there's a meeting or something going on to kind of go, your flies open. That's okay.
Unless you don't like the guy, in which case just let him walk around, you know, pull out to the world. You know, that's fine. Let him embarrass himself and have to feel those cuts.
Then you point it out.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy. Look at that jerk.
Is that a thong? Oh,
that's just wrong.
Yeah, man. Keep that to yourself for crying out loud. Oh. What else do we have here? There's no reason for guys to watch ice skating or men's gymnastics ever.
Yeah, you know, there's really not, unless you want a good nap. And that's the reason that I watch NASCAR or I watch golf, is because I can get a great nap, and by the time it's over, I'm rested, and I can see the end, and I didn't have to spend three and a half hours going, boy, this is boring. Yeah.
Well, I'm convinced that they televise golf simply so elderly men can get a few hours of nap from their nagging wives. Because both of my grandfathers, man, they would just sit there and watch golf, and they knew that they had about a 3-hour spot of time where they could just take a good solid nap and play it off as, oh, I'm watching golf. I've allotted 3 hours out of my day. You know I'm going to be down there watching golf. Don't bother me for 3 hours. That way I can take my nap, have a little peace and quiet. That's why I'm convinced that golf is televised. I can see no other, you know, legitimate reason why you would need to televise golf.
There's really not. Hey, Access Tonight, thanks so much for posting that. And there's a lot more on there and some more great ones. So check that out on the BelowTopSecret.com forum. And I like that. The international man laws. Those are great. Okay, Doc, a forum that we really haven't hit yet, but I was really interested in, is Dreams and Personal Predictions. It's posted by Thurisaz, and it's, I dreamed I saw a red flag. And I'll read it to you. Okay, this one's a bit scary and puzzling. I was out and about with my daughter. We were traveling somewhere in my car. We both saw a red flag, and she jumped out of the car at the right time and ended up exactly where the red flag was, but I didn't. I didn't get the timing right, so I had to drive all the way around again and jump out of the car where the red flag was to meet her there. She was waiting there for me. When we both walked off down this corridor, then I noticed that we were both dead. How ruddy scary is that?
That is really kind of bizarre. And, you know, there's a lot in there. I know very little about, you know, analyzing dreams and what various things mean in dreams.
Well, Doc, I happen to have a book here.
You can read?
That is...
That's news to me.
Oh, shut up. Well, I can read occasionally. This one is The Dictionary of Dreams. And I actually, you know, every once in a while I would get weird dreams. And, well, not very... well. All the time, because I'm kind of a weird guy. But I had a friend that could really tell me what was going on in my dreams, and she had one of these books. And I was like, wow, okay. So I'm looking through here for colors for you, and I think red has something to do with, oh, well, I'll tell you what it is in just a second as soon as I find it. But obviously the automobile has to do with a journey. It has to do with traveling in life. It might have been something, an event that happened earlier in the week that you were thinking about, or maybe you were worried about along those lines. But let's look at colors. Okay, I've got red flag. Red would be, red is the color of fire and passion. It is also a symbol of masculinity. Depending on the rest of the dream, red can suggest aggression, danger, violence, blood, conflict, or anger. Red screams out to be noticed. And as such, we need to heed the warning, which is really important, because that's something else my friend told me, is that colors in your dream play a very important part. Always pay attention to the colors. Now, some people say, well, I don't remember my dreams. If it's important, you'll remember it. And I know some people dream in black and white, but there may be a specific color that really stands out, and that has something to do, that's trying to get your attention in your subconscious.
Yeah, it was funny. I lived in this, I've had a couple weird dreams in my life, but I'll tell you, I'm an actor on the side. So I was doing, some summer Shakespeare up in Maine, and we were living in this really old house. And I'll tell you, man, I'm not necessarily one to believe in ghosts, but after that summer, I'm a firm believer, because I had the most utterly terrifying dreams while I was living there, and these were just blood curdling night after night after night, and I just felt like something was in my head. It was the most bizarre thing, and the second I moved out of there, they were gone, not a problem. Very strange.
Well, you know, it's very possible. I've actually done, and I thought this would be kind of fun when Ghost Hunters first came out. I thought, well, you know what? I've got some gear. I want to do a paranormal investigation. And I talked with somebody and I said, you know, I was kind of bouncing around this idea. And they go, oh, well, we know this house. Oh, well, then you go. It's on at that point. So I got my little recorder for EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, and I got my camera and got some pictures of some orbs. I didn't get any EVPs, but there was definitely, I mean, I'm kind of sensitive to that too, kind of like you are. And I can feel, I could feel a presence in the house, and I could tell you exactly where the presence was, but it didn't want to talk. It was actually, I think it was the former owner that had passed away and was not real thrilled they turned his house into an office, but it was neat. And I've since gone on a couple of these and got some real interesting pictures of orbs and different phenomena. But yeah, there's some unexplained stuff out there, and that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you get into a place like that, Doc, and if it's got some residual, or if it's got some other kind of entity there, it can really play heck with your dreams.
Well, the other interesting thing about dreams is it reminds you the true power and potential of your mind. You know, have you ever had one of those dreams where you wake up and you were like, wow, that was completely crazy? And I had a teacher once that reminded me and the class that, you know, these dreams are coming from your own mind, you know, or so we think, but your own mind are creating these fantastical stories and these amazing images. And, you know, really it's a testament to the power of the human mind. And I think that's kind of cool.
And then there's some stuff that's just unexplained. You can't explain it. Premonitions and things like that. And there's a whole list of these, and you need to check out this thread. It's dreams and personal predictions. This particular one is dreamed I saw a red flag. And there's some interesting comments there too, and some interesting interpretations. And maybe if you've got a dream you'd like to post, hey, feel free to do it.
And speaking of dreams, one of the dreams of Omega 85, one of our Australian partners here on the BTS Mix, is trying to get some fellow BTSers and ATSers together in Australia. And this is from Omega 85. And he's a member, and this is in the members section. And it says, Australian ATS Meet 08. And he says, good day, all. How are things? It is a well-known fact, and I try and do this with an Australian accent, but I would probably insult Australians everywhere. I'd get death threats and hate notes. So I'll just read it in the good old Doc Hancock accent. But he says, it's a well-known fact that the above top secret member meetups in the USA are groovy and exciting events. I have so often wished that I could attend, but unfortunately that's easier said than done. So Omega 85 is trying to just kind of on the side. This isn't, you know, sponsored or anything by BTS, but if there are any BTS or ATS members who just want to, you know, figure out a spot to meet and get together, have a couple beers and, you know, discuss, you know, whatever's going on in the world, conspiracy theories, talk about some UFOs or whatever, then get in touch with Omega 85. Send them a UTU, and there seems to be some interest from other members on the site, so this could be a lot of fun for the Australians.
Yeah, and especially since we have, you know, millions and millions of hits every single month, people from all over the world visit ATS and, of course, BelowTopSecret.com to share and have fun. Of course, ATS is our sister show, ATS Mix, with Dave and Johnny, and they do a great job over there. But also, we have some Above Politics folks with Justin and Martin, and then, of course, our show, the BTS Mix. But you know what? I've always thought this would be really cool, and there are enough people all over the planet who are listening to this that they can meet up in small groups if they want to. Now, of course, I saw a thread on this earlier that they said, you know, we don't really condone this. We're not going to have like a big Comic-Con conference or anything like that. But, you know, if you and your friends want to get together and put something together, we can't underwrite that or endorse it or anything. But, you know, hey, you're more than welcome to have fun and discuss topics and tell us about it. We'd love to hear about it, too.
Yeah, and pictures. Take lots and lots of pictures. I think one of the members in the thread says, you know, if you guys do this, great. Make sure you take lots of pictures and make a thread out of it and show everybody a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I think that would be kind of a fun thing to do around in New York. You know, I'll come to yours in New York. That would probably be more fun than you coming to mine here in West Texas.
I don't know, man. You know, you were talking about that rattlesnake roundup. I thought it would be really interesting if we got a room full of ATSers and BTSers and just unloaded a bunch of rattlesnakes. Just see what happens and take a lot of pictures of that. I think that would really make for some really fun stories.
Yeah, but we like our members.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to figure that one out. You know, it's logistics. You know, we'll get all that worked out. But, you know, it could be a lot of fun.
You bet. Hey, since we're doing Shop Talk right now, I wanted to remind our listeners that they can subscribe to the BTS Mix shows on iTunes. So you can download it into your player or whatever and listen to it that way if you enjoy that. Or you can just do it from our site, too. Also, I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to be on the show, hey, All you have to do is you to you, Doc or me. We'd be happy to visit with you if you've got something interesting to share, or maybe you have a special guest that you want to invite on our show. Hey, let us know about it, and we'll set it up. We'd love to hear from you.
And hey, what the hell? You know, for a case of beer, Spencer and I will probably come over and do the show live from your house or apartment. So, you know, we do weddings, bar mitzvahs, the whole nine. So let us know, you know, if we can be of service, we will abide. And that's going to take us into our next break. And this is the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy.
Are you ready for a close encounter of the tinfoil kind and want to do some collaborative writing with some of the most intelligent people on planet Earth? Then go to our board home at AboveTopSecret.com and find tinwiki.org in the Conspiracy Theory Discussion Forum area. TinWiki is an online encyclopedia where members can create new pages and where every page can be edited by anyone reading the page and wanting to improve it. The TinWiki Encyclopedia is for a specific type of topics only, such as conspiracy theories, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal phenomena, mythological creatures, lost civilizations, and life on other planets, just to name a few. So join thousands of other ATS members in creating an encyclopedia of AboveTopSecret.com articles that will be viewed by millions of members and guests from around the world. And if you happen to see William Wonsack or Optimus, tell them Dave Rabbit sent you.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And TK Zero has started a little thread, and it's gotten some attention here. And the name of the thread, and this is in their relationships forum, and the name of the thread is Attention Women. So he's speaking to all the women out there in the BTS world and the world abroad. And he says, what has happened to our world? Why do girls think that grinding, kissing other girls is hot to guys? I don't get this. Parties are now just a bunch of girls grinding on girls, kissing and doing all kinds of sexual activities. Is this behavior typical? From what I see, it's become the norm. You know, I got to say, man, I most of the parties I've been to, I guess I see a little bit of that, but I didn't realize that this had become a pandemic. And if indeed it has become a pandemic, couldn't there be worse things that are hitting parties? I guess I just don't see the threat here.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's kind of a little unnerving maybe to guys, because, I mean, some guys, you know, they get into that and that's their deal. But other guys, maybe they go, not my cup of tea. And that's okay too. I mean, I'm just kind of curious what the ladies think. Is that something that, you know, it doesn't mean anything, you're just doing it for the exhibition of it, or do you enjoy it? Or, I mean, obviously enjoyed, you wouldn't be doing it. But I'm just curious. I'm just curious about that.
Well, I think the psychology behind it might be that, you know, there's certainly a lot of attention that you'll get, you know. I mean, it's the same kind of attention you'll get if you jump on top of a house and strip down completely naked and, you know, shake your stuff around for all the neighbors to see.
But hey. I took that video off YouTube, okay? You don't need to bring that up.
I thought that was you. I was like, is that Spencer up on top of that house?
Sheesh, jeez, man. Jeez,
thank goodness they blurred that out. Holy cow. You know, I mean, I don't see it as being any sort of, you know, threat to our moral fiber by any stretch of the realm. I mean, maybe it could be. I don't know.
Well, you know what Quagmire would say?
What's that?
I don't want to come between you. Or do I? Giggity giggity.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, yeah, and there's lots of different posts. If you have a feeling about this, you have pretty strong feelings, or you want to read some of the posts on this, obviously, this is the forum that you need to hit for sure. It is under relationships, Attention Women. And by the way, if you have any type of relationship questions, Doc and I are experts on relationships.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're clearly professionals. I went to school for relationships, actually.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, you were like the Dr. Ruth of BTS Mix. But I decided I
wear the wig and everything.
I wouldn't insult you like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth always gets the short end of the stick.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's good. That's good. All right. Let's jump over to the next thread. In general chit chat, observations from Walmart. And, Doc, I came across this one. It's from Gatu789. And so I had to sell tickets tonight for an organization I belong to. And then it goes on to guess the organization. I was at Walmart from 6 till about 8:45. Being myself and it being kind of slow in the selling of the tickets, I decided I would watch people. And this is one of the things that I love to do, too. I love to just sit down and watch people. people go by. Maybe I'm just getting old. He said, I haven't done it for a while. Used to be a pastime, sit in the market and watch folks go by. Anyway, some of the things I've seen and heard tonight, some good, some bad. So here we go. Emo kids are funny. Idiots that drive 50 kilometers an hour in a busy parking lot need to have their license revoked for a week or two, and many more women shop at Walmart than men.
You know, and emo kids, man, they crack me up. And for those of our listening audience who may not know what an emo kid is, it's kind of akin to like a hipster. Like I live near Brooklyn, and there's a big clan of hipsters that like to ride around. They usually ride around on Vespas and have, you know, the messy hair and usually talk about philosophical books and are very kind of stuck up. So emo kids are
awesome. Oh, wow. I thought they were the kids who had their American Idol finalists already programmed into their text message.
Yes, those kids too. And you can generally spot them via the faux hawk. If they're sporting a faux hawk, which is not quite a mohawk, but it's a faux hawk, then that's definitely emo. That's pure emo.
They may have a real job. They have to take the faux hawk off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can't wear my faux hawk to my accounting job. That would be inappropriate.
All right, some of the other ones they've got posted. Young couples holding hands is cute. I agree with that. Old couples holding hands makes me happy. I don't know why, but it gives me hope for this world. I agree with that, too. Listen to a young couple argue over what kind of underwear she's going to buy to wear for him is funny as heck. And I agree with that. I mean, I have sat there and I've shopped. And I do shop in Walmart occasionally just because, hey, this is Texas, right? So I go and I said, honey, what do you think about these? And then it's on. Because, you know, when you ask a woman that question, as opposed to when she asks us a question like, honey, do you like this one or this one? Or does this make my butt look fat? I'm not answering that. No.
You're tricking me. You're trying to trick me. You evil temptress.
But, you know, when you ask them something, oh, what do you think? Oh, they'll tell you right out, honey, no, you're too fat for that. What? I am not. No, let me rephrase that. You should probably get a size or two size bigger than what you had last time. Oh. And then, of course, you walk around the rest of the day with your feelings hurt and wanting to get out of Walmart.
That's usually what ends up happening with me. If the old lady will even take me out. Sometimes she doesn't want to take me out at all. And I can't blame. Elevated one of our forum super moderators writes in. He said he recently had a 2-hour layover at the airport in Atlanta. So he was people watching. He said, I noticed that people who are going to be flying on a tight schedule shouldn't wear high heels and try not to run through the airport. You know, and isn't that the truth? First of all, I never understood high heels. I understand you want to add some height. I've never found the shoes to be appealing, and they just look like they hurt. And I don't understand how you can even balance on those things, let alone run. And man, I've seen some women take awful spills, man. You know, they've got those heels on, they got the 4-inch things going on, and they will just, you know, bite it. And on the other hand, man, I've seen some of the most amazing displays of grace and elegance, because anyone who can, you know, master, I guess, the art of wearing heels is, you know, better than like the Cirque du Soleil people. You know, I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, as long as the Department of Homeland Security lets you wear heels, do it. You know, and some women can pull those off, and they look fantastic. That's usually the people that don't have to rush to the next flight, and they've got that 1-hour layover they can spend in the bar. But that being said, let's jump over to Space Doubt, another forum moderator who wrote, I like those observations, having just spent some time in the airport. I'd like to add two more to your list. All passengers should buy a box of breath mints before sitting next to me. Or those Listerine strips.
Amen.
I know, you know, come on. And when making an important cell phone call, talk to the person on the other end and not to everyone else within earshot. We don't care about your important job. We are not impressed. So shut up!
Oh, I know it. And people then make the big stink about, oh, AT&T and MCI, they're listening in on my phone calls. Well, it's like, buddy, if you're standing out in the middle of a large crowd of people shouting into your cell phone, people are hearing what you're talking about. You know, come on, give me a break.
Oh, I know. Or the people that are sitting there going, well, my credit card number, yes, it's la, la, la. It's like, oh, you are an idiot. I mean, yes, yeah. Yes, the government listens to your phone calls. Just get over it. And they're probably watching where you're surfing right now. And you're now on a list for listening to us. But hey, besides that, it's all good. It'll all be fine. But yeah, I got to agree with the breath mints thing. And Lee, you know, I have been, I don't know. This was a few years back. And if you're on a long flight, and I don't want to really go into too much detail about this person, but I don't know what they had for lunch, but they left it in the seat cushion. in the form of noxious fumes.
Oh.
And now this is the bad part. This lady jumps up and then has to bend over, and I'm sitting in the aisle and she's on the other side of the aisle seat with me, okay? She jumps up, bends over, puts her butt in my face and's looking for something underneath that she'd stuffed underneath the front seat of her seat. And I was like, "Oh my God." You know, and I'm trying not to make
the oxygen mask fall from the top of the plane.
Yeah, it was like, oh my.
I can only breathe it slowly.
Lady, go see a doctor. Oh my gosh. And yeah, so just, you know, personal hygiene. If you're going to be traveling on a flight, just a suggestion. And that's all I got to say about that.
And don't stick your ass in people's faces if you've just had burritos for lunch. For crying out loud, a little common courtesy goes a long way on a flight, you know?
Thank you. You know, and I'm really excited about this new segment of the show that we get to feature some of the below top secret members. And one of those is More Serotonin, Please. Now, this guy opened himself up to my phone call early in the morning. Of course, I'm Central Time, U.S. He's in the U.K. And he posted in the members ATS Skype directory. And you put your Skype name on here, didn't you?
I did indeed. Yeah. I don't know why. Made sense at the time.
Were you feeling a little lonely there?
Nah, well, you see, I was just kind of getting my head around this whole new Skype thing, which to me was new because it was free. And, you know, being from the north in England and all that, you think, yeah, it's free. I love that. And I just thought, yeah, see if it works. And I put it down, said, Skype, see if it works. And nobody was calling me. I had not one message, not one call. And then all of a sudden, I'm half asleep, half awake. And I get this American actually going, hey! It was you.
It was me. Well, see, that's what happens. You put your number up and any idiot will call you, and I'm living proof of that.
I'm all right.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm a high school teacher in the UK. I teach from age 11 up to age 18. Love it. They're all mental. It's great. Basically, it's my life because you spend so much time doing the stuff for the kids, you get not enough, you know, time for yourself. But you're not going to complain about it, you know, because you don't do that job for the money. You don't do that job for the glory. You just do it because you see the look on their faces every now and again. You think, that's why I'm doing that job. But yeah, I do that job. Other than that, I just spend a lot of time playing music on Below Top Secret, on Above Top Secret, and generally making a nuisance of myself.
Hey, well, you know, you're like 99% of the rest of us then, aren't you?
I'm my best.
Well, tell me, how did you find BelowTopSecret.com?
It's actually quite a strange story. I was speaking to Lombozo the other day on Skype, funnily enough. We were in chat, and there's a few of us, and we just thought, let's see if we can get this rolling, because this is one of my big ideas. I've not told the amigos. Lombozo says he's going to try and put it forward on my behalf. But anyway, and what I said to him basically was, I was always an above top secret kind of guy, into the UFO and aliens kind of thing. Got a soft spot for that, really quite interested in it. Have been since I was a kid, to be honest. My nan was really into it. She was into it, ghosts, you know, the whole paranormal thing, really. And UFOs kind of crept into that. Anyway, I stumbled across Above Top Secret when I was in work. When I should have been teaching, but was finding something else to do, as you do. And I was a lurker for a while. I just kind of, you know, sat back, watched it all going. Then I joined, made a few posts. And then I think what happened to me was what happened to a lot of people. I got enough posts to get into chat, got speaking to a few people in chat, and then drifted into Below Top Secret because of the people in chat. And the longer I've been spending time with the Below Top Secret people, the more I've been thinking, yeah, these are cool people. You know, the different forms they have in there, I'm thinking, yeah, this is me. And I'm just trying to get my head around it a bit, you know, the relationships and, you know, the cars, the video games, which I'm avoiding looking at tonight, by the way, because GTA 4 has come out in this country tonight. And I do not want to talk about it with anyone because I haven't got it.
So it's going to be a big surprise for you.
Yep. So I'm avoiding the video game section tonight because I don't want to know about it. But, you know, I kind of went into it that way, and I'm thinking, what was I missing out on for all those months?
Yeah, because there's really a lot of great stuff on the site.
There's a lot of great stuff on the site.
How do you feel about the podcast for the BTS Mix? How do you feel about that? Is that going over well, do you think?
I think it is going over well, yeah, because it's a lot. It's laid back. You've got great hosts. Not that I'm trying to kiss your ass or anything.
No, it's okay. You go ahead.
Okay, fine. I will. No, you've got great hosts. You're covering a whole mix of things. I just think you need to try and, well, this is my personal unbiased view, you know, try and get, you know, a nice mixture of guests. You know the way they have their alternate guests, yeah?
Yeah.
They have the Tim Goods, they have the John Rhodes, yeah?
Yeah, but they've got the connections.
They have the connections. You've got your connections. Don't try to deny it. If you guys could be trying to, you know, interview people from, you know, things that are being discussed in the BTS forum, members in particular, you know, about posts that are being discussed, mm-hmm. bring that in, bring it more member-based. I think that would really try and bring everybody in. Because I think ATS, yeah, you've got, you know, the We Are Almighty, you know, Conspiracy Masters, or as I've declared myself, Whiskey Masters. And on BTS, I think it's more member-based. You know, so if you could have more member-based things, you know, like I'm here now, I'm just a member, I'm just an idiot, spouting my own views, get the members in. Get the members doing sound-offs, get the members doing interviews, discussing what's hot, what isn't, things like that.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. So that's what we're going to start doing, and you're the first member that we've had on for this very reason.
That's fantastic. I hate to set a rubbish precedent, but there you go.
And this is something we've talked about, too, that, you know, if people want to get in touch with us, we want to make that as easy as possible. So they can, me or Doc, either one of us, if you want to send us audio files or things like that, or sound off, or have us call you and visit with you about some stuff, hey, we're up for that, because it's all about you guys. It's all about the members. And that's what this show is about. That's what the BTS Mix is about. So, hey, I know it's late there. I know you got a lot of things going on, but thank you so much for being with us. That's more serotonin, please. And have a great night.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing before you cut me
off? I'm not going to cut you off. You can say anything you want.
Really? Really?
Okay, here's where we insert the long beep.
Yep, yeah. The beep's going. No, sorry, but I just want to talk about my Skype directory, if you don't mind, briefly.
No, please do. Please do.
What I was thinking and what I was discussing with Lombozo was a case of, you know, people getting together in Skype, perhaps having the way people do in chat about threads and issues, just having a live chat about it, getting people together, maybe having the odd host. Somebody says, I'm going to host this chat about this at that point, and people come in and, you know, join together and things. So get your Skype names down. Let's chat about things, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. And even, you know, maybe you send us some of the highlights of the chat, because we need to know what's going on, too, and so do the members and the listeners, too. So it's a good thing. By the way, folks, Skype.com, Skype, get signed up. It's a great little service. You'll love it.
And it's free. Even better.
Hey, more serotonin, please. Thank you for letting me keep you up late at night.
Not a problem, buddy. Not a problem.
You have a great night.
And you, mate. Good night.
And more serotonin, please. Wanted me to give a shout out to Beth, whose username is Share Rule in the chat forum. I think he likes you. That's all I'm going to say about that. And that will do it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. Hope you have a great week. For Doc Hancock, I'm Spencer Tracy.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.